Welcome to Christ in Every Word, the podcast of the Concordia Bible Institute housed on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin. This is your opportunity to read, mark, learn, and take to heart the sacred scriptures, and now with Dr. Brian Gurman and Dr. John Seleska. As you might have heard, we now have a new director for the Concordia Bible Institute. His name is Dr. Brian Gurman, and Brian is with me here today. I'm Dr. John Oberdeck. I have been your host these past several years on our podcast, but I'll be passing the baton over to Dr. Gurman. In fact, I actually have a baton here that I just handed to him, as he will be working the podcast as the host as we move on now. Oh, you'd really appreciate seeing his embarrassment as I handed him the actual baton.
Well, I wasn't expecting an actual baton, but here we have it, and it says don't drop it, so I'll try not to do that.
Okay. And that's what we're going to be doing today, is just talking about the Concordia Bible Institute, things that are happening for the Institute, who the new director is, what he's like, what his teaching responsibilities are, what his vision is for the Concordia Bible Institute in the months and years to come. So, Brian, why don't you begin by just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, first of all, I got to say a quick word of thanks for all of your work for the Concordia Bible Institute. You've given a lot of your time, and really just can't say thanks enough for all of that. And it's a delight to be with you, not only as a colleague, but also as someone who's shared in the mission of the Bible Institute over these years, and just really appreciate that. So, yes, I am here, and even after several months now, I started back in the summer of 2014. Even after all these months, it's still kind of hard to believe that I'm here back in my alma mater, but I am here and just very blessed to be called to serve the Lord in this place and in these ways. So as John mentioned, I still have to get used to that. It used to be Dr. Oberdeck, but now it's John. So as John mentioned, I'm Brian Gurman. I have just moved from the University of Toronto, where I studied at Wycliffe College for the last 4 years, working on a doctorate in Old Testament studies with a concentration on the history of interpretation and a dissertation on Luther's first psalm lectures. It was a phenomenal experience for me. As I said, the last 4 years were there. The 4 years before that were at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And another good experience there, great faculty and a wonderful vicarage. I met my wife on vicarage, so of course it was a wonderful vicarage.
That was in North Carolina, as I remember?
That was in Raleigh, North Carolina, and my wife Clea and I have a daughter Grace, who's just over 20 months now, and time is moving and the family is growing and things are, all of a sudden I'm doing podcasts, so here we are.
Very good. Yeah, and I know for those of you who have been following our podcasts, we were working with Dr. John Seleska. He had taken us through the Pentateuch, and we were in the book of Joshua. We had gotten through chapters 5 and 6, and then we've gone through a pretty lengthy hiatus at this point. Part of that was simply due to some health issues that John Seleska had encountered. And now as we move forward, does John intend to come back and complete Joshua and keep moving forward with the podcasts for Christ in Every Word?
He sure does. Dr. Seleska will be continuing with Joshua, and I believe he's on chapter 7, and we'll be picking that up again on Thursday. And for as far as we can tell, we'll be doing that once a week, again starting in a couple days on Thursday, as far as we see fit. So he's excited to still be involved in that way. And to those listeners who have been waiting for another podcast, we apologize for the delay there, but we are back on track there, and Dr. Seleska will still be involved on that front. And then I also, at the same time, plan to start a podcast of my own on the Psalms, especially those that are used in the New Testament and have been very significant for the history of the church.
Do you know which one you'll begin with? Well, you said you did work on Luther and Psalm 1, was it, or the first Psalms, or how?
Yeah, I worked on Luther's first Psalm lectures for my...
First Psalm lectures.
First Psalm lectures,
okay.
So that included all 150.
But that was the first time he went through the 150.
First time he went through the whole bunch.
Lectures on Psalm 1, okay.
Correct.
Now I got it.
But it so happens that my podcast on the Psalms will very likely begin with Psalm 1, so there you have it.
Uh-huh. Okay. In addition to those events taking place, I noticed that you brought the calendar of the Concordia In-Depth Series for this spring. You want to say a few words about what's coming up there for those who are in our immediate area who might be able to attend?
I have that lineup with me here. This is the Spring In-Depth Series that the Concordia Bible Institute has been doing for a number of years now. Six total Mondays of presentations that will be happening here at Concordia University, Wisconsin. So if you are in the area and can join us for these, it's a wonderful opportunity to hear from expert instructors on these matters. And I have the schedule here, and I'll just make a brief word about who's coming up. So the first one is on Monday, March 2nd, and that's with Mr. Brad Alice, who's, correct me if I'm wrong, high school religion teacher, right?
At Milwaukee Lutheran High School.
Correct.
But he's also the author of two books by CPH, really aimed at adolescents and the questions that adolescents have. So he's become kind of an expert on apologetics for the high school crowd.
Okay. Well, he's just been a delight to have. I've met him and had the pleasure of getting to know him last fall, and just a delightful gentleman and also a great presenter. Knows his Bible very well. I was very impressed, and we're excited to have him back again. And his topic will be Revelation, Contrast, Trinity and Anti-Trinity, Seal of God and Mark of the Beast. So tackling a difficult book and an even more difficult topic, right? What do you think?
Well, I think in 2.5 hours, if he's able to do that with a break in between, he'll have accomplished a great deal, particularly if he's identified the Mark of the Beast. Of course, not to take that at all lightly, the way that Revelation works with imagery is very important. And I can't help but think that when John writes Revelation, the church is under great persecution. It's the great pressure is being placed upon the church. And that's why using this imagery not only communicates well, because not everything is obvious to potential enemies of the church, but it also puts things in a broader context. We're living in a similar time today. I think the book of Revelation is becoming more and more meaningful to us all the time.
I think so, too. There's just so much going on in there that can be unpacked. A lot of Old Testament being used there from the prophets, Ezekiel and Daniel and otherwise, and just very relevant for our time, more so than you would think when you kind of take a first glance at it.
Absolutely.
Especially if it's the first thing you see in the Bible.
Don't start with Revelation.
It's
at the end for a reason.
That's correct. I agree with that. So that's on March 2nd, and I don't think I mentioned, but that starts at 3 o'clock in the Friends of Concordia room and goes till 5:30. Next week, then, on March 9, is Professor Jason Lane, not only a colleague, but a good friend of mine. We had some seminary days together, and he's also a phenomenal basketball player. He beats me like a drum all the time on the court. I can't beat him one-on-one, no matter how many times I try. He's really good.
Well, he does have a little height advantage on you, Brian.
A few inches.
Yeah.
A few inches. Yes, he does. And but just a wonderful scholar as well. Studied over in Germany and has worked with the Book of James quite a bit. For this presentation, he'll be talking to us about the marks of the church in the Gospel of Matthew. Another very important topic there to digest, and that's a continuation from a previous presentation that he did in last spring of 2014. March 16 will be spring break, so we skip that. And then on March 23rd, that looks like my name's on the list for March 23rd.
Well, what are you going to talk about, Brian? What's your topic for the March 23rd?
Well, it looks like I'll be talking about the theology of the Book of Job. And that's a book that has been near and dear to me in many ways throughout my, basically all of theological education, from seminary and even through doctoral work. I've written on it a couple different themes in the Book of Job, and really grasped by what we can learn about God there. And I think I'll start my in-depth debut with that. So that's on March 23rd. And it looks like for March 30th, your name is next. So maybe
you can
give us a little bio or description.
Well, the title that I have for this time that we'll have together on March 30th is Fathers by Love. How did I put that?
Looks like Fathers,
Fathers
by Blood.
Fathers by Blood, Fathers by Law, Fathers by Love. And what I'll be exploring with the attendees on that day is just the concept of what we mean by fatherhood. There's so many different ways which even the scriptures themselves talk about fatherhood and the context in which the word itself is used, but then to think of what it means to actually be a biological father, what does it mean to be a father by law, for example, through adoption, or by having your son or daughter marry somebody else, suddenly you are now a father-in-law. And then the father by love, not that that excludes the other two prior categories, but that sometimes men are good mentors for one another. And there's an aspect of our Christian love that we can share with one another by such mentoring practices. So we'll be talking about that too.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. The whole fatherhood has just been such a central topic, especially as families are being redefined, as it were, in today's culture. And I continue to see such an important relevance in the whole topic. So,
okay. What other events, then, do we have coming up?
It looks like April 13 is the next one, and that would be skipping a week for the Easter break, Easter Monday. So we'll take a week off after yours, and then April 13 is Mr. Ibu Fay, just a very insightful gentleman I met last fall as well. He's part of Pablo International Ministries and is a former Muslim who's converted to Christianity.
And Pablo means people of the book Lutheran Outreach, and so he's now part of that. One of the things that Pablo is doing, well, they have a number of different ways in which they're reaching out to Muslims and particularly to African-American immigrants who are coming into the country. One of those things is actually taking place at the congregation where I'm a member at Mount Calvary in Milwaukee. We just recently opened up a sewing room, which is actually for the immigrant women to come and learn how to sew using sewing machines. They have a whole room of the old section of our school building set aside for that purpose. It's really quite interesting. Ibu was there for its dedication, and in fact, he's now become a member at Mount Calvary, so I plan on seeing him frequently.
Well, it's great to hear. I know nothing about sewing, but it sounds like a good opportunity there if you want to learn more about it. And Ibu is just such a dynamic presenter. He speaks with a lot of conviction and of course, personal experience. So I'm really excited to have him come talk to us.
He's so full of life and faith. You know,
yes.
It just kind of oozes out of him. And you'll really enjoy this if you're able to be present with us.
Yeah, so again, that's on April 13th, and he'll be talking about Christianity and Islam, another very important, very timely topic. Last but not least, April 20th is Dr. Jason Sankson. He's been on the faculty here for, probably about 10 years, I want to say. Another good friend of mine. I think he started right before I graduated here. I graduated in 06, and I think he came on board maybe that same year. And he'll be talking to us about the book of Acts and knows quite a bit about it, not only as a biblical scholar, but he was just over in Greece last month and did a trip there and just has a lot of firsthand experience with what we can learn about this book. So
okay. Well, Brian, I should mention to you, usually at about this point, about halfway through our podcast, what we do is have a little advertisement for Concordia University. So if you don't mind, I'll just move right into our
It's a good place. Go ahead and
standard,
talk it up.
Mentioning of the university. We'll be back in just a moment to continue our discussion in Christ in Every Word. In the meantime, I want you to consider this question. What is most valuable in higher education? How do you prioritize all the knowledge to be gained at an institution of higher learning? Concordia University, Wisconsin, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Mequon, Wisconsin, just north of Milwaukee, is an institution committed to excellence in learning, but at the same time realizes that excellence is insufficient without development in vocation. You see, we believe that God works through our vocations, our callings, those careers and roles we're educated to fulfill, in order to meet the needs of our neighbor. The mission statement of Concordia puts it this way. Concordia University, Wisconsin is a Lutheran higher education community committed to helping students develop in mind, body, and spirit for service to Christ in the church and the world. You can learn more about the over 60 programs, by now it's 70, 75 programs, I think, offered at Concordia by visiting www.cuw.edu. And if you are benefiting from Christ in Every Word podcasts, And I want to really mention this and emphasize it. We have gone through a considerable gap here. And so if you've been listening and been wondering what's happening, or if you have friends who've also been listening, let them know that we're up and running again. If you're benefiting from these podcasts, I encourage you to support this ministry by mentioning it to others and even offering your monetary support. You can find out how to do that by visiting the Concordia Bible Institute website. It's located at www.concordiabible.org. Concordia Bible is one word, www.concordiabible.org. And you'll find information about what's happening at the Bible Institute, the kinds of programs now that Dr. Gurman is initiating and beginning, and there is also a contribute page available for you as well. You'll find several ways in which you can support and participate in the message of Christ in every word. And now in just a moment, we'll be getting back to the topic at hand, which is our introduction of Dr. Brian Gurman as the new director of the Concordia Bible Institute. Welcome back to Christ in Every Word, the podcast of the Concordia Bible Institute. This is John Oberdeck, your host, for this introductory session with Dr. Brian Gurman, after which Brian is going to be taking over the role of host with Dr. John Seleska, as Dr. John Seleska picks up once again the study of the book of Joshua. But today, we're simply talking about the kinds of events that the Bible Institute is conducting, and some things that we can look forward to in the future, and some new things that are being initiated. So, Brian, why don't you tell us about some of those new things that are coming up?
Sure. We made it through our podcasts and our in-depths, and we'll transition now to some of the things that have been going on recently in my world. Part of the reason for not doing any podcasts as of yet is because I was working on this project that's kind of a new initiative for the Bible Institute, and that is a DVD recording of Christ-centered reflections on the Pentateuch, or the first five books of Moses. And I just finished my last recording for this DVD project a couple weeks ago. And so it's being edited right now. It'll be packaged, and it's comprised of 10 30-minute lectures on the Pentateuch. So a few lectures on Genesis, for example, a few on Exodus. I did one on Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, and all from the perspective of its Christ-centeredness, where it appears in the New Testament, how we can speak of Christ in the Old Testament, and so on. So I'm very excited to have that, like I said, be edited and packaged. And
these will be available for people. They'll be able to purchase these at some point.
Uh-huh. That's correct. Yeah, they'll be for sale, and I'm really excited to have, in some ways, the Institute's first product, if I can use that term. So,
So you've chosen well for a topic too. You know, how does the Old Testament reflect what we have been given in the New Testament, and how is it used? So those are some of the things that you'll be able to address then when you're taking us through the first five books of Moses.
Absolutely. And some of that was just done under the inspiration of Dr. Seleska's own work, because these podcasts have been going through the Pentateuch as well. And I've listened to him, and I've just learned so much from him. And sometimes he will bring a thought to mind that I've never considered, or just said something away that gets me thinking about something else or whatever. And so I just decided, let's do these recordings and go from there.
One thing that you'll notice when you do the podcast with Dr. Seleska is that he has absolutely no notes in front of him whatsoever. He doesn't even bring his well-notated study Bible with him. He just does everything from memory. Now, you're not expected to duplicate that feat anytime soon, Brian. You don't have to worry about that kind of pressure. Just put that thought out of your mind. You don't have to do that.
Well, I appreciate that reassurance. I think when I interviewed here, I said something along the lines of, I'm no Dr. Seleska, and you all have been very gracious to me in that regard and have put up with my weaknesses there. So.
Okay, yeah.
So another thing I wanted to talk about today, just briefly, is what would be another first for the Institute, and that is if it happens. In the works right now is a trip overseas to Turkey. And let me kind of explain how this came about. Ever since the Institute started, it's been interested in promoting the study of Christ in every word of Scripture. And the Study Abroad office at Concordia University, Wisconsin, is proposing a study tour of historically significant sites in Turkey. And a very important place, continues to have a lot of influence in the world. And it's scheduled to take place in January of 2016, probably the second to third week of January, roughly a 10-day trip. And the leaders of this study abroad tour have invited CBI supporters to take advantage of it. And so there will be an informational meeting about this trip next Monday, February 23rd at 3:30 in the Friends of Concordia room, to just to be able to ask questions and hear from Dr. David Berner and Professor Tracy Tuffy and Dr. Roland Elke here, all study abroad experts to handle this.
And particularly with Dr. David Berner, because prior to coming onto the faculty and staff here at Concordia, he actually was one of the people governing overseas missions for the LCMS down there in St. Louis.
I continue to be amazed by his experiences. Yeah. So he's a great man.
Now, in Turkey, do you have ideas of what kinds of places they may be visiting? For example, I'm taking for granted you'd wind up at the Hagia Sophia.
Yes, absolutely. The Hagia Sophia would definitely be on the itinerary. And while some of those locations are still being kind of set in stone, we know that this would include places such as the seven churches of the Book of Revelation, and the island of Patmos, where John was when he received the vision. So here we have a Revelation tie-in again.
Oh, but, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so from the biblical side of things, I'm very excited for that.
And the Hagia Sophia is this huge, huge, what had been a Christian church. Really, it was the seat of the, what would you call it, the Bishop of Constantinople.
Right, right.
Yeah. Huge, enormous building. Of course, when it all became Islamic, it became a mosque for a time, and now for the last, 80 years, it's been a museum?
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've only seen pictures, but it just looks amazing. And so, yeah, such a rich history there, and it's contested in ways, too, of course. And
wow, but seven churches of Revelation?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first couple chapters of Revelation that deal with the seven churches that each receive a message from the Lord, those would be involved in this trip, and like I said, the island of Patmos as well. So really neat opportunity. I really hope to see a good turnout next Monday, and we'll kind of just go from there with it.
That would be a phenomenal trip.
I think so, too. So one final thing I want to mention in the camp of new events or upcoming events would be a very special apologetics conference coming up here at Concordia on April 24th and 25th. And this apologetics conference is being sponsored by Concordia Bible Institute, but being conducted by UPCO, which stands
That stands for the Undergraduate Pre-Professional Church Work Organization.
There we go.
That's what UPCO stands
for. Nobody does it like you.
And there's three different entities that are actually supporting this conference and supporting UPCO, which is a student organization. In this project, one of the major supporters is the Concordia Bible Institute. Another is the Concordia Center for Bioethics under the direction of Dr. Kevin Voss.
Right.
And then also the Lutheran Lay Ministry Association, which is actually having its own conference just before this conference. So they're on Thursday night and all day Friday, the Lutheran Lay Ministry Association is going to be meeting. And then on Friday evening, the Apologetics Conference begins, and it will go all day Saturday.
Well, it looks like a great lineup of speakers. I see a lot of big names here for both conferences. And while we're here, maybe you could say a little more about the lay ministry side, and then.
Lutheran Lay Ministry Association had a 50th anniversary celebration back in 2011, but we haven't had a major conference since that time. So this is an opportunity for people in the field who are lay ministers or licensed lay deacons. We want to invite that group also to participate if they're able, to be together, to support one another. We have the major plenary session being given by Dr. Dan Pavela, And then, actually, you're presenting on for them as well.
I am, yes.
Dr. Mashke is. I'm going to be doing some things there. We have a parish pastor, John Schultz, who's coming from Minnesota. He actually was a lay minister and then went to seminary and became a pastor. He's going to be talking about the role of the lay minister. And then Mr. Mark LaRue from our South Wisconsin District office, he's going to be presenting on networking for lay ministers. Now, but getting back to the apologetics conference the next day, that's where we have Dr. Gary Habermas coming from mm-hmm. Liberty University, professor of philosophy and a well-known apologete.
Yep.
And then along with him, Mr. Craig Parton. He's been involved in many LCMS-organized events, and he also, as an attorney, has taken upon himself the study of apologetics and has done a very fine job of making presentations. So in addition, then the other faculty members from our theology philosophy department who are involved are Dr. Elke, Dr. Kevin Voss, Dr. Gregory Schulz, Dr. Angus Manouge, and then Mr. Brad Alice, who also does some work for us with the Concordia Bible Institute. He's going to be one of our breakout presenters. We're pretty excited about this. It's the first apologetics conference the school has had, and really the first major event that this organization has put together as well. So we encourage people to consider attending, and they can find out more information about it by visiting the website. And the website for it is www.cuw.edu/UPCO, which is UPCO.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, it looks like a great lineup, and you can get all the information you need there from the website. And that is about all I have for upcoming events and anything new for the future to keep your eyes out for.
Well,
do you have anything else in mind?
Just when you think about it, this is making some huge strides forward for the Bible Institute with the DVDs that you're preparing, the opportunity for a trip with people who've been involved with the project for so many years to such an interesting place to go, too, with such rich roots in the history of Christianity and of our own Christian faith. Well, this is all the time we have today for Christ in Every Word. Remember that it's going to be picking up again with the book of Joshua, and then also with Dr. Brian Gurman making his presentations on the Psalms. So, if you're benefiting from Christ in Every Word, I encourage you to support this ministry, mention it to others, and by offering your monetary support. Again, you can support Christ in Every Word by going to the website, www.concordiabible.org. And there you will find ways to contribute to the Bible Institute and other ways that you can learn about what the Institute is going about in these days. It's been a pleasure for me over these last several years to serve as a host for this podcast, and I feel very confident, again, passing this responsibility off to our new director, Dr. Gurman.
Well, again,
God's blessings to you, Brian.
Thank you so much. And again, I can't say thanks enough for all of your work to the Institute and for teaching me what it is you do. And I just learned so much from you, and I'm excited for the future of the Institute as well.
So. Well, you'll want to continue to listen to these podcasts as Dr. Gurman proceeds.
Yep.
God's blessings to you all.